Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, it's me, Debbie MG, once again doing Pure Inspiration Talks, and I hope that your Tuesday has gone really well. I'm trying to remember what day of the week it is, guys. Yesterday was my birthday, for all of you who don't know. So yeah, I had a fabulous day, almost lost track of what day of the week, not because I got drunk, mind you, but because, you know, it just felt like if it was a weekend, if you get what I mean. So I hope that your Tuesday is going well, and thanks for joining me. I am going to go on to Periscope now. For those of you who know, I've been broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio for well over a couple of years I think now, but as Periscope is a new platform, I've decided to also put it out there so that I can get more people involved and inspire more people. So I'm going to be going over onto Periscope now to introduce myself and to see how they're all doing over there. So hi, those of you on Periscope. Nobody's there yet, but I will start. People will come in as time goes on. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hi, Faith. What is that? Thatin? Sorry, Thatin Blackheart. Hi, TG Jen. I know your real name, and I'm trying to think of what your real name is. Tell me what your real names are, because that works better for me. So, guys, if you saw on which name... what is that, which name helped joined, if you guys tell me your real names, then that will help, then I can actually identify you and point you out if you make any comments and so forth, or suggestions or whatever. Hi Debbie, it's Victoria. Hi Victoria, that's right. See, I need to remember whose taglines are, you know, who they are, which is quite difficult. So for you guys who are joining me on Periscope, I just wanted to say that today's subject, both Periscope and Blog Talk, that's it, Jason. How's Mum, Jason? How's Mum? I just want to block that person right there. So let me stay focused. Right, so today's topic is fear factor. For those of you who saw it on, that's good. So I said hi. For those of you who have seen it on Facebook, that's too hard to remember. I'll always write my name. That's cool. Thank you so much, Victoria. So fear factor. The reason why I wanted to share this with you is because it is something that is constantly happening to us every single day. There's not a day that goes by where I don't think that we experience fear on one level or the other. There is a scale of fear. So there's a fear of flying. There's a fear of driving. There's a fear of falling. There's so many different fears until they become phobias. But the fear that I'm actually talking about is that deep-rooted fear which stops you from fulfilling your purpose. Deep-rooted fears that stops you from fulfilling your purpose needs to be addressed. It needs to be dealt with. And because it's something that I've had to deal with and still deal with at times, I wanted to throw that out to you guys so that you guys can have some tools to go away with to know how to deal with the fear factor that hits you on a day-to-day basis. So for me, I, just like anybody else, I experience fear. I don't know if you've heard of the book or the audio. I've actually got the audio to it, and it says, feel the fear and do it anyway. I can't remember who's the writer. She's an amazing writer. Thanks for inviting. She's an amazing writer, and that book is really inspirational. Because she's saying, in effect, that you will feel the fear. You will feel the fear. Thanks for the hearts. I love the hearts, actually, because I like seeing the different colours. So you will feel the fear, but what she's saying is to do whatever you need to do anyway. And I know that sometimes that can be difficult and it can be challenging, but the reason why, thanks for joining, the reason why I want you to think about the fear factor is because I'm not trying to tell you that fear will never come upon you, because that would be me lying. Fear will always come upon you, but I don't know if you are familiar with the word of God where it says that God hasn't given you the spirit of fear but of power, love, and a sound mind. mind. And when he's talking about he's giving you power, power to overcome it, power to overcome the fear. And a sound mind really is speaking about when you have, when you're acting in fear, your mind is not straight. Your mind is not thinking rationally when you act out of fear. I know that there's some people who act out in fear, and it ends up being quite positive in the sense that, you know, I've seen, and maybe you've actually heard, that there's been incidences. I'll give you an example of this lady, and her child got knocked over by a car and was underneath the car, and what she actually did was lift up the car. Now, that kind of fear empowered her to have the strength to lift up that vehicle. That's a different kind of fear. That's a fear that is driving you to do something that is positive. But all too often, the fear that we experience can stop us. It can debilitate us. It can paralyze us. And that is the kind of fear that you need to eradicate. You need to eradicate that fear. Fear of falling is natural. Babies have that. You're going to fall. You put your hands down. Yeah, that's right. That's adrenaline. It's a fight or flight situation, most definitely. But if you're going to fall, you put your hands down and you will try to stop yourself from falling. We all do that. Let's deal with the fear that stops you from fulfilling your purpose. I'm on here to encourage you, to inspire you to live your purpose. Live it like, you know, your life depends on it. So the reason why I wanted to share this with you is because I've experienced this so many times. And like I say to you, a lot of these topics are close to my heart. A lot of these things that I share with you are things that I experience. Also, they're topics that I share and I coach people through, mentor people through, because there's people that will not fulfill what they need to fulfill because of the fear that they have. So I want to actually speak slowly so that you can actually get this. I want you to get this, because if you get this, it can change your life. It definitely can. Insecurity is based in fear. So your fear of something makes you feel insecure. That's why you are insecure, because it's the fear of. So for instance, if we're talking about relationships, and I'll branch off and just answer this question quickly. If we're talking about the relationship, you may have been a man or woman that has been cheated on several times. You enter into another relationship and you haven't dealt with that aspect of that insecurity there. You enter into another relationship. The fear is that you will think that this person's going to cheat on you. So you demonstrate insecurity by checking their phone, checking their pockets, asking them questions, asking them friends questions. That is rooted in fear. Fear of that person cheating on you. It's a two-way thing, because somebody needs to, if you're in a relationship with someone and you're very open and you're honest to them about your insecurities and about your previous relationships, they should be able to work with you and say, right, I know that this person has insecurity issues. So as long as they're willing to deal with them, let us work together on this. All too often what you find is that when somebody has insecurity issues, the partner who doesn't have this issue doesn't understand what this other person's going for. So they're not very sympathetic and they don't actually try to support them in it. Hence why situations might come up and they just say, oh, get over it. What's your issue? What's your problem? You're just insecure. So you have to making my cup of tea, enjoy it. I really need. That's great. Really, what you need to do is identify that this person might have insecurity issues and work with them through it, rather than make them feel insecure, continually feel insecure. So if there are numbers, if there's women's numbers or men's numbers in your phone, if there's messages and so forth, explain to them what it is. Don't say, oh, whatever, you're idiot or whatever. Explain to them. So insecurity is based in fear. So I'm going to go on to talking about what I was coming on here to speak about. First and foremost, I don't know if you're familiar with the Word of God, but Peter in the Bible, he wasn't educated. He was unlearned. Moses in the Bible, he had a stutter. Samuel, he was just a child. Now, the reason why I mention these three, they're actually three men, actually. I should have mentioned a woman in there. But the reason why I mentioned them is because all of them had insecurity, like what you was talking about. And the insecurity is that I'm not good enough. I cannot do this. There's something about me that is apparent that I cannot do. So all too often, the reason why we don't do things and the reason why we shy away from things is the fear of what other people are going to think, what other people are going to say. Thanks for the hearts, guys. Based upon what other people think and what other people say, we do not move forward. So the reason why we will not move forward is because in our minds, we think that they see things in a particular way. Now, where does that come from? That is a deep-rooted core belief. A deep-rooted core belief. Fear is it comes from a core belief. So fear is an emotion. So I wanted to ask you a few questions, to be quite honest. When you are experiencing fear, one of the things that I have written down is that first and foremost, in order to eradicate it and address it, is that you need to be able to follow where that fear comes from. I can tell you now, fear comes from a deep-rooted core belief. Fear is the emotion. It's how you feel. It's how the thing that you are embarking on makes you feel. So, for instance, if you are like me and you do speaking, public speaking, hi, thanks for joining us. If you do public speaking, the very first time you do it, and probably not even the very first time, it can be a continual thing. When you start doing this, we can feel totally fearful entering into it. Now, the fear that we actually feel is based upon an assumption. The assumption is nobody, for me, I can tell you, I will be totally transparent. My thing was, nobody's going to understand me. Nobody's going to understand what I'm talking about. The other thing that came to mind when I first started speaking was the fact that people will look at me. Look at me. One of the things that people said to me as I was growing up is that I got big nose, big lips, and I wasn't pretty at all. So as far as I was concerned, I wasn't the person that fit the bill for speaking because of what I was told. So what did I do? I shied away from it for a long time. And even when I was called to speak, I would say, no, I'll think about it and maybe I'll do it another time. So what I'm trying to say to you is that there is something in your mind, a belief in your mind that is deep-rooted, that can stem from childhood. Mine one stemmed from childhood, that you believe up till today, which stops you from doing what you need to do. Sorry, what is that? 500 people leave if you address people that way. I didn't actually see what he actually put up there. And I'm going to get to that. I'm going to speak about how do you get to dealing with those core beliefs and how you root them out. So first and foremost, when you... Oh, okay. I didn't see that. If I see him, I'll just block him. Feeling comes from. So first and foremost, you will get a feeling based upon what you have to do. So, for instance, I'm going to go and speak. The feeling that I get is fear. That is an emotion, but that isn't where it starts from. It starts from childhood for me. That people said, one, I was not good enough. Two, I was not pretty. Three, people just didn't get me. They didn't understand what it was that I was trying to say. It seemed as though they didn't understand my communication. So what made me think that I could actually go ahead and speak to these people? Well, nothing, because my belief in myself was very weak and people compounded that truth. People kept on telling me, no, this isn't something that you can do. This isn't something you can do. And it wasn't people who was around me per se, but when I got the opportunity to speak, there was people that were saying to me, Debbie, you're phenomenal. You could fill out Wembley if you wanted to. People was encouraging me to do it, but it was my belief. It was what I believed about myself. And the thing is, whatever you believe about yourself is what you believe. And it doesn't matter. Like I've shared with you before, Henry Ford said, if you believe you can and if you believe you can't, both of you are right. Both of you are absolutely correct, because it's what you believe about yourself. So the reason why I mentioned Peter was because Peter was unlearned, and he knew that he was unlearned. He knew that he wasn't educated. But that didn't stop him from being a disciple. That didn't stop God from using him. Moses, he had a stutter, and he was like, God, I cannot lead these people. Thanks. God, I cannot lead these people. Look at me. I've got a stutter. There's no way that these people are going to listen to me. Samuel, he was just yet a child. They're not going to listen to me. I'm a child. Nobody don't really listen to children. It's like, you know, you must be seen but not heard. So what is it about you? What core beliefs do you have that is stopping you from doing what you are doing? Because fear is not the core belief. Fear is the emotion behind the belief. So you have to follow back over the years. What is it that you think, what is the feeling that you get when you're about to do something? So for instance, you might be wanting to drive and you might not do it because fear of crashing. Where does that come from? The fear is the emotion. Where does that come from? Do you know somebody who's been in a car accident? Was you in a car accident as a child? Was you injured by a child? Do you know that somebody died because of a car accident? Do you get where I'm going with this? You might have a fear of flying because you've seen so many plane accidents, but if you realize it's like one in X amount of millions, fear is the emotion behind the belief. That's right. If you trace it back, it is deep-rooted somewhere, deep-rooted anxiety of showing my fears. But the thing is, if you have anxiety of showing your fears, that is insecurity. It's now become an insecurity. It's something that makes you feel insecure if you don't show your fears. But also what you've got to identify is that you showing your fears makes you sometimes you have to be in that vulnerable place. You have to be at the place where you're transparent. That's what makes people identify with you and appreciate who you are, because you're human. And the thing is, all of us is going to mess up. All of us is going to have a fear. All of us is going to have an insecurity. There's not one of us, that's right, negative chatter in your head, and I'm going to get to that. Not one of us can stand up and say, you know what, I do not experience this. We all do. But the reason why I wanted to share this with you is because I want to help you to eradicate that. So think about the feeling. How does it make you feel when you get this feeling? It must take you to a place where you start to hear that voice. And like someone just said, was that Sunshine, I think, just said about the negative chatter. What does the voice say to you? Does the voice say, you're an idiot? Does the voice say, you're too fat? Does the voice say, you're too dark? You know, what does that voice say to you? Because if you identify what that voice says to you, you now are at a place where you can start tracking back where you first heard that voice. So for me, I'll give you an example. I was working with my pastor's wife many, many years ago, and she said to me, we was putting on a conference. I'd never done a conference before. I was born with a cleft palate. Okay, I'll address that in a minute. I mentioned about Moses earlier on, and Moses, he had a stutter. You know, there is so many people biblically who had physical ailments, and it didn't stop them from doing what God told them to do. So for me, I had to do this conference, and when I was asked to do this conference, I was asked to find the event, the venue, and I was asked to book it and everything. Never done it before. And so I sat there for ages, and she was asking me, what's wrong? Why aren't you calling anyone? And I said, I just don't know how to have the conversation with someone. And she was just like, well, you just call them and you just say you're looking for a venue and this is what you want. So I had a whole list of things that I needed to be right for the venue. So I had the list, and I had the yellow pages. And I sat there for the better part of 10 minutes listening to all this negative chitter chatter going on in my head. They're not going to listen to you. They're going to get off of the phone. They're going to tell you, no, you can't have the venue. They're going to price you out. They're going to, that's the negative voices that I was hearing. They're not going to listen to you was the main one. They're not going to listen to you. Who are you? You're just Debbie. Debbie can't do this. Debbie's a teenager who had a baby. Debbie will never amount to be anything. I was getting all this negative chatter in my head. So eventually she turned to me and she said to me, what is the problem? And I shared it with her. And this is where you have to be vulnerable and show that you are experiencing fear. And she said to me, Debbie, they're human beings just like you. They talk like you. They walk like you. They eat like you. They do all of the same things. And they're just doing a job. When they go home to their families. They have flaws. They have faults. They have all of this. That was the beginning of me starting to deal with the negative self-talk. So the reason why I shared that with you was because I traced this back to why I was fearful to have this conversation. And now this was deep rooted as a child. I was placed in foster care. I was under social services care. And what it was anybody who was in authority, anybody, it didn't matter your color. It didn't matter whether you was fat. It didn't matter if you was short. It didn't matter if you was a man, if you was a woman. It didn't matter. Anybody in authority, anybody who wore a suit, anybody at the end of that phone was a threat to me. And when I realized this, I could start to address it. Why was these people a threat to me? Was because these people were making decisions for my life. I didn't have control of making decisions for myself as a young person. And I felt, this is an emotion, this is an assumption, that they will control my life all the time and they would not listen to me. Remember, as a child, being placed in foster care, being under social services care, everybody's making decisions for you. Nobody's asking you the question. Nobody's asking you, do you want this? Everybody's making decisions for you. So I now felt as though anybody that I speak to, one, they're not going to listen to me. Two, they will have an assumption about me already. And so therefore, that was my deep-rooted issue. I had to deal with that. So what is your deep-rooted issue? What is the negative chitter-chatter that you're actually hearing? The thoughts that you are thinking are core beliefs, and they get compounded. They get layered upon layer upon layer upon layer. And if somebody says to you that you're ugly once, and then somebody else confirms, yes, you are ugly, twice, and then another person comes and says, well, yeah, you are ugly, you really are. This now starts to become a belief, and you assume that everybody sees you as ugly. It's just a fact. And this is why I say to people, the more you continue to change the way that you speak to yourself daily, the more you say, I am beautiful, the more you say, I am amazing, the more you say, I am strong, the more you say, I am worth it, every single day you're compounding that truth on top of each other, and it becomes a belief. The same thing, your subconscious doesn't know truth from a lie. It just knows what goes in, that it reacts based upon what goes in. You filter what you allow in. You filter what you allow in, but your subconscious takes in everything, and it will just believe whatever. Whatever you put in there is what it believes. And the more negative things that you put in is the more negative things that it will believe. The more positive things you put in is the more positive things it will believe. So how do you change this? I've got so much notes here. Let me think what else I want to share with you. Has anybody got any questions? Has anybody got any questions on Periscope? Those of you on Blog Talk Radio, you can also hop on to Periscope. You can find me Debbie MG1, I believe. Well, I didn't know, somehow thought we were controlled of the subconscious. Yeah, your subconscious takes in everything. Your subconscious takes in absolutely everything. Everything you see, everything you hear, your subconscious takes it in. You filter what you allow in, but your subconscious doesn't filter it for you. It just takes it in, period. That's why I have actually stopped my having normal TV being broadcast in my house. I have my grandsons that live with me, and so I don't subscribe to some of, especially some of these adverts that are on. I don't subscribe to them. So what I do, whatever they want to watch, they watch on purpose. They don't. They're no longer being indoctrinated by what comes on the TV just because it comes on. I've locked that off. So if you want to watch a particular program, you can go ahead and you can watch that particular program. But I do not allow them to watch whatever. I realize the emotions behind my fears come from things I've been told about myself, and that's typically the truth. We draw to us what we believe. Sorry, could you put that again? Because I want to give you this space so you can ask questions and so forth, because I'm going to go on to share with you how to eradicate some of these beliefs that you have about yourself and how to start living a life that you can fight the fear. Like I said, in the word, it says that God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So I want you to be able to think about what it is that you are thinking about at the time when this fear hits. So the way how I eradicate fear, I don't even allow it to take root. I don't even allow it to manifest in my mind. The moment I start to fear something, I think something positive. I think something positive. And that's how I started thoughts with positive thoughts. And if you've listened to me before, you would know that that is something that I do every single day. Every single day. If a negative thought comes to mind, I replace it with a positive. The other thing that I do is, how can I erase in my mind that I have been told, I'm going to get to that, I've been told about myself. It starts with a decision to change. Yes, most definitely, Sunshine Louise. So there's no questions. Okay. So like I said, fear is an emotion. It is an emotion. It is the feeling that you feel when something you are confronted with. Now, for you, Victoria, how you overcome fear is just like how you overcome the thoughts, the chitter-chatter, is fear. And when I was talking to you earlier on, I was showing you the links between me not being able to have this conversation with this person or persons on the phone regarding this event. Now, that was one chain. The next chain was why. Why did I have this feeling? So there was a feeling there. Where did this come from? They're all linked. They're all interlinked. If you start to trace it back, they're all interlinked. Now, for some of us who on a day-to-day basis find it really difficult to, See, I'm glad that you guys are actually thinking about where your deep-rooted issues are coming from. I'm glad that you're actually thinking about it, because when you start to think about it, can you change people's perception of you following what you know about you before you change your mind? Okay, let me just say this to you. People are people, and so therefore they are going to think whatever they want to think about you. Their perceptions of you doesn't mean that they are correct. Their perceptions of you is what they think of you, but it doesn't mean that it's correct. Now, let me give you an example. If you, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but it's happened to me. I've had people who's had an assumption of me, and within 5 minutes, they have said to me, "Oh, wow, you're not like how I thought you was." And I said to them, "What do you mean I'm not like how you thought I was?" One moment, guys. For those of you who are on Blog Talk Radio, you can jump over to Periscope. I am going to finish up on Periscope about the fear factor. I'm going to be giving you some pointers. I'm going to be giving you some pointers so that you can finish up with us about the fear factors. So if you want to jump on, it's Debbie MG1 on Periscope. So you can join me on there. Thanks for joining me on Pure Inspiration, and I will be catching you guys very soon. God bless you. So.